In this podcast, Valdis Filks, Research Director at Gartner, speaks to Computer Weekly and sister title searchstorage.co.uk about the impact on storage of virtualization.
Many server virtualization projects reduce server costs, but they forgot to reduce storage costs as they ask for more storage to do server migration. Then they use it inefficiently, that's the storage, and didn't return any excess or unused capacity. The problem is that storage is looked upon as cheap and low cost, which it isn't. And we also forget, which is very important, we forget about the people side. IT managers, after doing a successful server virtualization project, need to look for the next meal ticket or the next thing to do. Virtualization worked for servers, so that's what made me really successful in the last 3 years and gave me and my colleagues lots of overtime. Now, what do I do next? Let's fix the storage problem, and there's lots of storage virtualization solutions out there. Storage virtualization will solve the problem.
Valdis, why are we seeing so much interest in storage virtualization?
It's because the major benefit of virtualization is consolidation. And storage arrays and organizations have been consolidating their storage for over a decade. When you reduce all your storage arrays and put them in, not just one big one, but maybe you go from, let's say, 30 small to like 5 big or 3 big ones, you can move storage around and snapshot it and do all sorts of different things and move it between servers and buildings and all sorts of things like that. So you get most of the benefits already in storage virtualization by consolidating.
How much of an impact will cloud computing have on storage?
When I walk through airports, I see companies having the term cloud on their posters, and I can't see any connection whatsoever. So most companies have just put the word cloud in a campaign, even if they don't have anything concrete to offer concerning cloud. And I'm afraid that's happening again about big data. But the industry basically needs every 18 months a new crusade and journey. We just can't really talk about computers getting faster and smaller and software getting better and hardware getting better. If you think about it, nobody really wants to hear about that. If you walk into an office as a salesman and talk about, would you like to buy a bigger computer or more storage, it's not very interesting. Whereas if you walk in and say, how about this cloud thing and big data, and by the way, would you like to buy a bigger computer, it's far more chance that you'll sell anything. Also, the problem in Europe, which is quite different from the United States, is that, well, let's say North America, we don't have that many cloud storage services to choose from because we can't move data outside of some countries for legal reasons. Companies and local legal laws don't allow companies to store their data outside. So even though we have a bigger market than the U.S., it's more segregated in the local states. So the security and performance issues are valid. You know, once you do put some storage in the cloud, you don't have that much of a guarantee if you need any archive or backup data back. And those are the most common storage use cases. You don't know if your restore will take 1 minute or 1 hour and things like that. We also have to remember that cloud applications get confused with cloud storage. You know, mail systems like Yahoo or Gmail are not cloud storage. They are apps with cloud storage included, just like the famous one, Salesforce.com. It runs the app and everything in-house with the storage next to it. It's not a cloud storage solution. The other thing is that the financial cost model of creating storage and selling it back to end users is actually quite difficult. You can't create a cloud storage solution buying storage from the usual people and selling it back. You have to do something like buy JBODs, just a bunch of disks, and putting some open source storage software on top. And then you have cost competitiveness in storage.